非常感谢诗班的献诗。
We thank very thankful for the choir's presentation.
新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem, New Jerusalem.
诗人说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
And the poet says, there's a glorious thing regarding you, Lord, spoken of you.
历史历代多少的圣徒看见了那一座有根基的城。
Throughout many generations, many saints behold that glorious city of God.
他们在这个世上，他们是客旅，是寄居的。
They are pilgrims and travelers on earth.
他们向着一个标杆来直跑。
They have one goal, that is the city of Jerusalem.
我们这一次特会的主题是讲到望断一切以及于耶稣。
The theme of this conference is to look off unto Jesus.
那第一堂讲到超越的基督。
And the first message talk about that superior Christ.
第二堂我们分享到超越的救恩。
The second one is the superior salvation.
今天和弟兄姐妹一起分享到超越的见证。
And today I want to share with you that superior testimony.
希伯来书十三章十三节这边告诉我们说，我们也当出到营外救了他去。
And Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12 says that we shall go out to him outside the camp.
忍受他所受的凌辱。
Bearing the disgrace he bore.
今天我们不但要进入幔内。
Not only we need to go into the tent, inside the tent.
我们也需要出到营外。
We need to also go out to the camp.
进入幔内是在神的面前来过生活。
When we go inside the curtain is that we live in the presence of God.
出到营外是在人的面前来过生活。
And going outside the camp is to live in front of man.
进入幔内是隐藏的生活。
And the life behind the curtain is a hidden life.
出到营外是见证的生活。
And the life outside the camp is a life with testimony.
我们有一首诗歌，其中有一节实在非常的宝贵。
And there is a particular verse in a particular hymn that's precious.
进入幔内，瞻仰荣耀基督。
I stay inside the curtain to fix my eyes on glorious Christ.
出到营外，跟随卑微耶稣。
And I go outside the camp to be close to Jesus Christ.
宝座冠冕如果将我鼓舞。
If the throne and crown inspires me,
马槽施驾岂能使我裹足？
And how can I spring from his manger and cross?
以赛亚书四十三章十节，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。”
And Isaiah says, "You are my testimony, the servant I have chosen."
我们知道主付了何等的代价。他今天能够救赎我们，把我们买回来归给他。
With a great price, the Lord has redeemed us so that we can be brought back to Him.
他在我们身上有一个永远的心意。
And He has this glorious and eternal purpose on us.
要我们能够彰显他的荣耀。
That is that we can manifest His glory.
叫我们今天在地上成为他的见证人。
So that we can become His witnesses on earth.
当主来到地上的时候。
When the Lord was on earth.
别人怎么看见了主，他们就看见了神。
When people saw Jesus, they saw God.
今天神要得着我们来彰显他。
In the same way, the Lord wants to obtain us to show for who He is.
我们会讲到信心的见证，还有讲到爱心的见证。
So this morning we want to talk about the testimony of love and faith.
哥林多十三章，我们非常熟悉，是一个爱的。章篇哈
First Corinthians chapter 13 is a famous passage of love.
那希伯来书第十一章呢是一个信心的章篇。
And Hebrew 11 is a famous passage regarding faith.
昨天晚间我们讲到何等超越的救恩。
Last night we talked about the superior salvation.
有一段特别是讲到今天神在我们身上他的工作。
And we talked specifically about the work of God on us.
他说是有信心以致魂得救的人。
And we're people that have faith to the point of our soul being saved.
有信心，然后呢带来一个结果，讲到我们魂的得救。
So the faith leads to a result which is the saving of souls.
所以今天我们要看到接着十一章开始讲到信心何等的宝贵的见证。
Therefore, we want to continue from chapter 11.And looking at the testimony of faith.
在很多属灵的事里面，我们讲说 所谓看不见的，就是说我们的肉眼看不见的。
Many spiritual things are invisible that cannot be seen with naked eyes.
但是看不见的，常常控制着看得见的。
Yet these invisible things controls visible things.
所以我们看到有多少的圣徒看见了那不能看见的。
And many saints saw the things that's invisible.
他们一生所有的道路看见了以后。就改变了。
And after they saw the invisible, their way of life is changed.
所以那个看见非常的奇妙，非常的特别。
Therefore, that scene is marvelous and unique.
首先，我们来要认识到底什么是信心。
So first of all, what is faith?
希伯来书十一章第一节说：“信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。”
Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen."
信心并不是叫一个没有存在的东西，它能够变成有了。
And faith is not causing something that did not exist to become in existence.
信心乃是一个非常特别，神所赐给我们，叫我们能够把一个看不见实在有的一下子能够实化出来。
Actually, faith enables to substantiate something that's inexistent but invisible and bring into visible state.
今天我们知道眼睛叫我们能够看见。
For example, our eyes enable us to see.
说这个东西它本来就在那里。
That thing is there at all times.
眼睛叫我们看见了。
It is our eyes cause us to see.
我们的鼻子叫我们能够闻到味道。
Our nose enables us to smell.
如果没有这个功能的话，
Without this function,
就算有各种的味道，你也不知道。
Even though all kinds of aromas exist, you can't smell them.
有人得了新冠以后，他说他的这个嗅觉好像失去了哈。
And one of the side effects of the COVID is that you lose your sense of smell.
有个年轻弟兄，他的味觉好像受到了影响。
Or your taste.
那我们说，信心是神所给我们一个非常特别的，我们能够来认识到神的心意，认识到看见那看不见的。
So faith is a special feature or mechanism that God has given to us that enables us to see things that's invisible.
今天像我手一摸这个。我知道这个手册它的资料是什么。
When I touch the handbook, I can feel the texture of the handbook.
我眼睛一看，我知道它是浅蓝色的。
And when I see it, I can see the color is blue.
信是所望之事的实底。
Therefore, faith is the things that substantiates us to see the substance.
很多时候你没有办法来解释。
It's hard to explain.
你看见这么多信心的见证人，他们都看见了。
Yet you know all these witnesses who have seen through faith.
我相信我们当中很多弟兄姐妹，我们在做见证的时候，我们的眼睛开了，我看见了。
And many of us bear testimony by saying, "I saw, my eyes were open."
我看见了主。
I saw the Lord.
哦，在荣耀里的基督将我的心全照亮。
Oh, Christ who is in His glory enlightened my heart.
我已经看见了。基督的容面。
I see his glorious countenance.
所以别事情勿向我提。
Therefore do not distract me with other things.
那一个看见。
And that seeing.
跟信心实在是那么重要的连结在一起。
And it's well connected with faith.
在十一章的第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God.
他说因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
今天我们的神，他乐意把他自己所有的丰富荣耀，要我们能够来有份来得着。
And God is glad to share with us everything He has, His abundant glory.
但是今天弟兄姐妹，今天如果我们没有看见
，But brothers and sisters, if we don't recognize that,
如果我们没有用信心来接受
，If we do not accept that by faith,
我们不知道神所为我们预备的是那样的宝贵。
Then we will never know what precious things that God has prepared for us.
是超过我们所求所想的。
It's beyond what we can ask or think.
他要我们带着信心来到他的面前。
God wants us to approach Him with faith.
他说信有神。
You have to believe that God is.
那这个 God is 就讲到信神是。
That believe that God is.
所以我们看到当摩西在旷野他遇见到这位神。
When Moses encountered God in the wilderness,
他问说神啊你的名字是什么?
He asked God, what is your name?
神说我是那自由拥有的。
God's response was that I am that I am.
中文翻的叫做自由拥有。
And that's the Chinese translation that I am the everlasting.
英文呢就是我是。
And in English version says I am.
他是我是的神。
I am the God of I am.
所以今天在信心的里面，我们接受，我们知道这位神。他就是那位我是的神。
Therefore, to us with faith, we know my God is the God of I am.
那这个信心叫我们来到神的面前。
And this faith brings us to His presence.
而且呢，能够得神的喜悦。
And help us to please God.
当主在肉身的里面，他好多的地方告诉我们。
And in many passages in the New Testament, the Lord Himself told us.
尤其说他被举起来。
He said, when the Son of Man is raised up,
你们就知道，中文是加了一个基督哈，就知道说我是基督。
Then you will know that I am.
那基督是加上去的，下面有点点点的。他说你们就知道我是。
When the Son of Man is lifted up, then you know I am.
他就是那位我是的神。
He is the God of I am.
希伯来书十一章讲到一个信心的行列。
And also in Hebrew 11, it talks about so many characters lining up of faith.
有好多好多信心的见证人。
And these are the witnesses of faith.
十一章第二节说，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Hebrew 11:2 says, this is what the ancients were commended for.
那这些见证人，他们都是因为看见了。
And all these witnesses.Saw what happened.
所以他们一生为着一个荣耀的旨意，他们在那里奔跑。
And their vision enabled them to run their race.
我们看见亚伯因着信，他献祭与神。
For example, Abel offered sacrifices by faith.
他献的比该隐所献的更美。
So his offering was more beautiful than that of Cain.
他看见了羔羊。
Because he saw the lamb.
所以他。在那里献祭的时候
So when he offered his sacrifice
把羔羊献上
He offered up a lamb
该隐是献地里的出产
And Cain was offering up the crop from the field
在每一个见证人都有一句叫做因着信
And in the 11 is talk about every witnesses and their characteristics all by their faith
以诺因着信被接去
And by their faith Enoch was taken up
以致不至于见死
and did not see death.
他与神同行
he walked with God.
我们看到挪亚因着信
by faith, Noah
他预备了方舟
prepared an ark.
在那个时候一个方舟在山上
and the ark was built on top of a mountain.
所有的人都讥诮他
he was despised and mocked by everyone else.
但是挪亚是因着信他预备了方舟。
But by faith, Noah prepared the ark.
亚伯拉罕因着信。
And by faith, Abraham.
他蒙召的时候，他出去还不知道要往哪里去。
He didn't even know where he was going when he was called by God.
亚伯拉罕看见了那一座有根基的城。
Because Abraham saw the city with foundation.
哦，那一个看见就一生抓住亚伯拉罕。
And the vision he had hold on to him for the rest of his life.
以撒因着信
and by faith Isaac
他指着将来的事给雅各以扫祝福
he blessed Jacob and Saul regarding things in the future
雅各因着信呢给约瑟的两个儿子祝福
and by faith Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph
他最后扶着杖头在那里敬拜神
and at the end he worshiped God leaning on the head of his staff
摩西因着信
and by faith Moses
他为着基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更为宝贵
he regarded more precious to be mistreated for the sake of Christ than enjoying the lust of this world.
希伯来书特别告诉我们，摩西看见了那不能看见的主。
And Hebrews told us that Moses saw something that's invisible, the invisible Lord.
他愿意撇下地上的一切。
Therefore, he was able to let go of everything on earth.
我们看见摩西是何等伟大的仆人。
And Moses was such a great servant.
但是我们知道我们的主他是远远超越了摩西。
And our Lord surpasses servant Moses.
以色列人呢他们因着信过红海如同
过干地。And by faith, Israelites passed through the Red Sea as if they were working on the dry land.
后面他有一系列讲到这些信心的子民信心的见证人。
Hebrews 11 continuously talk about all these witnesses of faith.
他们看见了
They all saw
那一个荣耀的意象就抓住他们
The glorious vision which held on to them
他们成为信心的见证人
Therefore they became witnesses of faith
弟兄姐妹今天神也要呼召所有他的儿女
In the same way brothers and sisters God is calling all his children
叫我们都成为信心的见证人
To be the witnesses of faith
他让我们知道说那这一批我们看到希伯来书十一章所列的这么多见证人
All these wonderful characters of faith in chapter 11 of Hebrews
他告诉我们说他们都是存着信心死的
Bible says they all died in faith
他们没有得着所应许的
They did not receive the things promised
他却从远处望见而且是欢喜迎接
They all saw them and welcomed them from a distance
所以在神很多的应许里面
Therefore, in the promises of God,
很多他们所看见神所要完成的工作
and they saw what God wants to obtain and complete.
是他们看见了他们在奔跑
They saw that and they run towards that.
但是当他们去建筑的时候，他们还没有真正的看见这些实现出来
But they were still living by faith when they died.
他们没有看见他们的子孙像天上的星像海边的沙一样
they,
他们的后裔
They did not receive all the promises such as their descendants will be as many as stars in the sky and sands on the shore
他们没有看见神所应许的那个儿子来到
They have not seen the Son of God that was promised by God
但是他们在信心里面死了
But they died with their faith
在我们看见那些呢承认自己在世上他们是客旅是寄居的
They confessed they were aliens and strangers on earth
但是今天神得着了这么多的见证人
But God has received all these witnesses
要他们今天像云彩一样的围绕着我们
They are like a gray cloud surrounding us
叫我们今天因着他们走完的道路
And because of the road they have chosen to walk on
他们所活出的见证
Because of their testimonies
今天吸引我们的心来追求我们的主
We are drawn to chase after our Lord
弟兄姐妹今天主就住在我们的里面
Dear brothers and sisters The Lord dwells inside of us today
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面
And with gladness God wants to reveal his son to us
今天圣灵降下来圣灵在我们的身上做何等奇妙的工作
And the Holy Spirit will descend upon us and do something wonderful
带我们进入一切的真理
To bring us into all the truth
我们祷告主啊开我们的盲眼
So we pray the Lord that open my blind eyes
叫我们能够看见
So that I can see
看见那不能看见的
See the things that's invisible
看见我们荣耀的主
See my glorious Lord
弟兄姐妹我们一生的道路会断在主向我们的显现
And all our way will be breaking off unto Jesus appearing
什么时候我们看见了
Whenever we see him
我们在世上就成为客旅就成为寄居的
Then we become strangers and aliens in this world
我们说这个世界不是我们的家
Then we will say this world is not my home
我们有一个更美的家乡
For I have a more beautiful country
我们向着标杆弟兄姐妹我们手握弟兄的手一同来奔跑
Holding on to my brother's hand Let us run together
那些走完道路的
And those who have finished their race
神被称为他们的神并不以为耻
God is not ashamed to be called their God
因为神已经为他们预备了一座城
For he has prepared for them a city
就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
That is the holy city, New Jerusalem.
今天我们讲到信心，对很多人来讲可能会觉得好像是蛮抽象的。
And to a lot of people, faith may be an abstract matter.
一般人说我眼见为实。
And a lot of people are saying that seeing is believing.
能看见的，能摸得着的。
It has to be touchable and seeable.
好像就觉得比较踏实一点。
So I feel that's more solid.
但是信心是看见那不能看见的。
But faith is to see things that's invisible.
很多时候我们讲说啊，摸着了主。
Sometimes I will say, oh, I touched the Lord.
你不晓得说怎么来形容这些词句。
How to fully describe your experience.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要知道。
But brothers and sisters, we need to know this.
这个信心的功能，神已经赐给我们每一个人。
And God has given unto every one of us the function of faith.
其实从得救开始，就是因着信，
well,
对不对
？You and I were saved because of faith, isn't it?
每一个弟兄姐妹得救的见证，可能都非常的不同。
Everyone is saved differently.
你可能很难去形容说，我那天到底是哪一个机关，或者是我到底是怎么情形，我就得救了。
Sometimes you can not adequately describe how you were saved.
但是你就知道说，主啊，你真的是那么的真实。
But all you can know is that I know my God very real.
这是信心。
That is faith.
我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
We're saved by faith and His grace.
没有信心，我们不可能得救。
We cannot be saved without faith.
因为主在十字架上，他为我们身体裂开，他为我们付了赎价，他为我们流出宝血。
On the cross, His body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us.
这些是在2000年前主已经完成的工作。
And this is the work the Lord has done over 2,000 years ago.
我们没有亲眼看见，对不对
？We did not see that happen with our own eyes.
当我们听见别人跟我们传福音
，And then people told us about it.
我会受感动。
For some reason, I was moved.
我没有看见，我没有摸着，但是我会受感动。
I did not see Jesus on the cross or touch him on the cross, but my heart is moved.
有一个信心的功能。
There's this mechanism of faith
是叫我能够来接受这个事实
that enables me to accept this fact.
哦，当我们因着信一下子进入了
And by faith, we are able to enter the truth.
弟兄姐妹都做见证
Many people testify.
啊，主是真实的
Our Lord is real.
哦，他比一切更真，比一切更实
More real and than anything else.
啊，他是我的主，亲爱的救主
And He is my dear Lord.
他是我最知心的朋友
He is my best friend.
多少弟兄姐妹能够见证我们的主与我同行与我交谈
And many people can testify that my Lord walks with me, talks with me.
生命窄路与我同过
Along this life's narrow way.
弟兄姐妹我们怎么经历的
So brother and sister, how did we experience that?
因着相信
It's all because of faith.
因着信心
By faith,
今天我们能够进入属灵的境界
We can enter into the spiritual realm.
但是还有很多 除了得救以外主所做的还有很多
But the Lord has done much more than that.
同样我们需要用信心的原则来接受
In the same way, we need to accept that by faith.
所以对于已过或者是说主已经完成的工作
For what in the past things that God has done,
信心是接受。
Through faith, we accept them.
主死了，他说他死了，我们和他一同死了。
When the Lord says, "When I die, you die with me."
弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等大的真理
！What a great truth that is, dear brothers and sisters.
多少时候与主的同死，叫我们得着释放
？Because being able to die with Christ, we can be greatly released.
叫我们得着医治
，we can be healed.
我们可以有很多很多的经历
We can have many, many experiences because of that.
但是你相不相信呢
But do you believe?
不是在头脑或者说我说真理上圣经上这么告诉我的、哦、我相信
Not saying that I believe because the word of God says so in the Bible.
但是如果真正的相信
But for true faith,
你不会讲说我与主同死，好像我好像经过这么多年，我一直没有办法真实的来进入来经历。
Then you will not say I cannot enter or experience the fact that I die. I have died with Christ.
很多时候我们都说我想死，但是我好像死不了。
And many times, yes, I want to die, but I can't.
但是 有的时候我好像也死了一些，但是呢没有死透。
But sometimes I say, yeah, I did die partially, but not fully.
别人说一句话，我又受伤了。
Because I can be easily hurt by a remark by said by someone.
一下子又一个怒火又上来了。
Sometimes this rage just occurred within my heart.
那个老我不是他死了吗？
Didn't the old self die with Christ?
但是你说他没有死透。
But not fully dead.
弟兄姐妹，主所完成的工作不是完成一半的。
Brother and sister, the Lord does not do partial work.
他死了。
He died.
我们都在他里面和他一同死了。
In him, we died with him.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
需要我们用信心来接受。
That has to be accepted by faith.
那这个信心，我们需要从看见开始。
And this faith.Started from seeing the truth.
真的看见了，就发现说，与主同死本来就是一个事实嘛。
And with that revelation, you can easily recognize, yes, I have died with Christ.
信心接受这个事实。
And the faith enables us to accept the fact.
然后你在实行的十架，你甘心乐意舍掉自己，其实就没有那么难。
Then practicing this fact becomes much easier.
然后你就会经历。与主一同的复活。
Then we can experience resurrected with Christ together.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
It's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me.
那对于今天呢？
And today,
有很多的事情，我们说我们是走在这条信心的道路上。
We, yes, we are walking on the way of faith today.
我们需要学习来倚靠主。
We need to learn to lean on the Lord.
信心的道路。
The way of faith.
很多时候我们形容好像你在水面上行走一样。
Walking on the way of faith is as of walking on water.
也许我们都知道说我不可能在水面上行走。
Of course, we can't walk on water.
哎，你看彼得，他曾经在水面上行走。
But look at Peter, he did walk on water once.
当他注视在主的身上。
When his eyes were on Jesus.
他行走在水面上。
He was able to walk on water.
但是当他一看见四面的环境。
But when his focus turned to the surrounding environment.
他就沉下去了。
He sank.
今天我们成为这信心道路上的一员。
And now we are a member who is on the race of faith.
在大小事上主都要教导我们，让我们来学习单单的倚靠他。
The Lord is teaching us to solely rely on Him on all matters.
我们经历过各种不同的事情。
We all have experienced different things in life.
但是你能够说信心的路真的就像这样水上面走一样。
And you will say yes, the way of faith is like walking on water.
因为没有一个时候我能够倚靠自己。
For there's no single moment I can walk with my own strength.
每一个时刻我必须定睛在主的身上。
I need to stay focused on the Lord.
要不然我就沉下去了。
Otherwise, I will sink.
那我们讲到对于未来还没有来到的事情。
For things in the future.
我们里面是充满的一个荣耀的盼望。
We also are full of hope of glory.
我们说今天这般信心的行列，这些见证人。
And we say this march of people of faith, these witnesses of faith.
除了希伯来书十一章所列举的。
Other than the characters mentioned in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
其实还有很多很多他来不及列举。
And there are many, many more.
那历世历代以来有更多更多数不清的数不尽的这些圣徒们。
Yes, throughout generation, there are countless witnesses of faith.
那今天这许多的见证人，真的如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
And these witnesses of faith is like a great cloud surrounding us.
盼望我们都成为在信心道路上一同奔跑的同伴。
Hopefully, we all join their race of faith.
我们说，我们看见了这位荣耀的主。
We all can say we have seen the glorious Lord.
我们看见了神永远的旨意。
We have seen the eternal purpose of God.
我们从心的深处也同样的在那里呼喊，神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃是指着你说的。
Therefore, from the depth of our heart, we can all cry out, says, "Oh, the city of God, there are glorious things spoken of you."
那座有根基的城。
That is the city with foundation.
是神所经营所建造的。
And God is the architect and builder of the city.
我们在其中是一同有份的。
And we all have a part of the city.
我们里面就会高喊哈利路亚，赞美我们的主。
Then we can shout out, Hallelujah, praise my God.
第二方面我们要一起来看爱心的见证。
Another thing we want to look at this morning is the testimony of love.
见证是活出来，把基督彰显出来。
Testimony is that we lived out, we manifest Christ.
马太福音五章十四节告诉我们说，你们是世上的光。
Matthew chapter 5 told us that you are the light of this world.
他说你们的光要这样照在人的面前。
And you have to let your shine, light shine in front of people.
我们的光怎么照在人的面前呢？
How can we shine our light in front of people?
有没有人看见我们头上有一个光环？
Do we have this ring that glows?
好像我没看见哈。
I don't see that.
今天我们是世上的光。
Yet, we are the light of this world.
那这个光要照射出去。
And this light needs to shine.
他说怎么照射出去的呢？
How can our light shine?
下面他说叫他们看见你们的好行为。
The passage continues by saying people can see your good behavior.
便将荣耀归给神。
When they see that, they give glory to God.
弟兄姐妹，今天世上的人他们是在看神的儿女。
So do you realize that people in this world are looking at us, children of God?
他们能不能够从我们的身上来看见这位荣耀的主？
Are they able to see this glorious Lord through us?
叫做这个光是不是能够照出去？
In other words, can the light shine out through us?
有一次我们两个去买菜。
One time I went to the supermarket with my wife.
我们那天是在那个肉铺啊。
We went to the meat section.
跟那个卖肉的大概讲了几句话。
So we engaged a very brief conversation with the butcher.
最后他说你们是不是基督徒？
At the end of meat conversation, he asked us, are you Christians?
把我们吓了一跳。
And we were surprised by his asking.
我只是来买肉的。
We were there to buy some meat.
你怎么来看见说，会问说你们是不是基督徒？
How come you will ask us if we are Christians?
他讲一句话，他说我不是。
He said, I'm not a Christian.
但是我会看。
But I can tell.
哎呀，这给我们很大的警惕啊。
And we were like greatly warned from within.
今天你四周的人可能他不一定是基督徒，但是他说我会看哦。
People around us, they may not be Christians, but they can tell us.
也许你的另外一半，他说我会看哦。
And your wife or your husband may say, I am looking at you.
可能我们的孩子，我们的下一代，他们说我会看哦。
Our children, our future generation are looking at us.
到底你是不是真的基督徒？
Are we true Christians?
不是讲到说我们灵里到底是不是得救。
It's not questioning if you have been saved.
是说到我们有没有一个真实的见证。
We're talking about do we manifest true testimony?
把这个光能够照射出去。
Is my light shining?
希伯来书十三章最后一章他特别讲到这一些爱心的生活。
Hebrews 13 towards the end talking about the life that shows love.
他很注重爱心接待客旅。
It talks about entertaining travelers.
还有那些纪念在那些苦难中的人。
And remember those who are suffering.
所以十三章第一节开始他就说你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
13:1 says keep on loving each other as brothers.
这个弟兄相爱的心呢他原文就是菲拉铁菲 Philadelphia.
And that is Philadelphia, the brotherly love.
其实主最后给我们的命令就是你们要彼此相爱。
The last command given by our Lord Jesus was to love one another.
你们真的彼此相爱，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒。
Because when you truly love one another, other can treat, to regard that you are true Christians. You are my disciples.
这就是一个见证的显出来。
And that is the show forth of testimony.
别人会认出我们是主的门徒。
People can recognize that you are the Lord's disciples.
世界上的人会很羡慕的。
The worldly people envy us for that.
你们这一群人在一起。
This group of people, when you guys are together,
你们怎么会这么彼此相爱？
How come you love each other so much?
而且这个爱不是世界的爱。
And also, this is not a love of this world.
不是你好我好的那种爱。
Not just sending regards or greetings in a casual way.
这个爱是愿意甘心舍自己的爱。
But a love that enables you to sacrifice yourself for others.
所以在这边我们看见说，你们务要长存彼此相爱的心。
Says keep on loving each other as brothers.
他说不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
Do not forget to entertain strangers.
因为有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing.
我们知道亚伯拉罕曾经接待了天使。
We all know that Abraham entertained or received angels.
那今天他告诉我们要接待客旅。
Here it says, remember to entertain or receive strangers or travelers.
叫我们想起来，使得你可能不知不觉接待了天使。
When you do so, without knowing, you may have received angels.
我记得好多年以前
I remember many, many years ago.
那时候我们第一个房子有两个房间
We have our very first house. It's a two-bedroom house.
我们还没有孩子
At that time, we didn't have any children.
回想在那几年我们住一个房间另外一个房间基本上都没有空过
And thinking back, many times that the other bedroom was fully occupied.
有一天、教会一位服侍的姊妹打电话给我
And one evening, a sister called us.
她说有一位年长的姊妹因为被她女儿赶出家门了所以呢她在找地方住可不可以到你们家来住一段时间
She said, there's a senior sister who was kicked out by her daughter. Can she stay in your home for a little while?
啊，我们说当然好啊欢迎欢迎
We said, sure, welcome.
那后来呢这位姊妹她就到了我们家
So this elderly sister came to our house.
那一段时间刚好86年 Culver City 正在要盖会所的时候
It was 1986 when Culver City was building their church.
所以我们先把一笔钱奉献了
So we offer up a certain sum of money.
然后我们家正在改建后面那个 garage 为了要聚会改建加大
At the same time we were trying to expand our garage so that we can have weekly fellowship
但是呢这个工程呢遇到了很多的挑战很多的问题
But our remodeling work encountered a lot of challenges
所以钱呢是一直一直往里面送
So we keep on investing money into the project
其实那段时间我们是非常的拮据的非常的这个家里没什么钱的
At that time we were pretty financially stressed
冰箱里面是空荡荡的
And there are not many things in our refrigerator either
我们想说哎呀很亏欠啊这个时候不能好好的来接待
We feel kind of sorry to receive the elderly sister in a state like that
后来那位姊妹来了
And that elderly sister came to our house that week
我们上班去了
We went to work
可能她打开冰箱你们这怎么空空荡荡的
And she tried to cook she opened up the refrigerator it was empty
后来她自己去买了一些东西来
So she went grocery shopping
把我们家打扫
And she also cleaned up our house for us.
然后准备了晚餐。
She cooked the dinner for us.
当那天晚上我们回来的时候。
When we returned home from work that evening.
哎呀，我看见桌上这么多好吃的。
I saw so many delicious food on table.
哦，当我在那里要祝谢，真的是流着眼泪在祝谢。
So we offer, we say grace with tears.
真的不知不觉。以为我在帮助他，但是呢，好像是接待了天使。
We felt that we were helping others, but at the same time we received angels.
实在是他来帮助了我们。
She came and became our help.
他来和我们住了好几个月。
She lived with us for a few months.
后来过了很多年。
And many years after that.
我们已经到了 Saint Gabriel 了。
We actually have moved to Saint Gabriel.
那有一次遇到这位老姊妹。
And we ran into her one time.
他讲一句话
She told us
他说跟你们住的那一段时间是他一生中最快乐的一段时间
And the time I lived with you guys was the happiest time in my life
哎呀我们觉得说我们没有什么物质的我们能够提供给他
Actually we couldn't offer much to her at the time
我们只有一个地方好像他可以住一下
We only have a bedroom for her to stay
而且实在是他来帮助我们
And in reality she helped us
但是在他来讲
But to her,
我们感谢主，叫我们有一段时间能够相处在一起。
We're thankful that we could live together for a while.
弟兄姐妹，能够把家打开是一件很有福的事情。
It is such a blessed thing to do to open up your home.
他讲到接待客旅。
Here says to entertain or receive strangers.
他要纪念被捆绑的人。
And also remember those who are in prison.
好像你们同受捆绑。
As if you were their fellow prisoners.
也要纪念那些遭苦害的人。
And remember those who are mistreated.
想到自己也在肉身之内。
As if you yourself were suffering.
圣经告诉我们，一个肢体受苦，全身都受苦。
And Bible told us when a member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers.
当时候的确有很多的圣徒为主的缘故，他们受到逼迫。
And indeed, many saints were persecuted for the sake of the Lord during that time.
但是今天我们在基督身体的里面。
And when we are in the body of Christ,
我们是相互为肢体的。
We are members of each other.
所以在这里，我们纪念我们的肢体，我们的同伴。
So we need to remember our partners, our members of Christ.
那这是今天真实彼此相爱活出来的一个见证。
And that is the testimony of true love.
然后我们看到。他讲到那个祭坛的生活
，and also talking about the life on the altar。
我们一起来读一下十三章的十五到第十六节。
And let us read Hebrews 13 verses 15 to 16。
我们先读中文，再读英文哈。
Chinese first。
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
English, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
感谢主，他说以颂赞为祭。
That offer a sacrifice of praise.
能够叫神的心能够得着满足。
That is pleasing to God.
当我们遇到很顺利的环境。
When we are in an easy and smooth environment.
常常我们觉得赞美是很自然，感谢是很自然的一件事情。
It is very natural for us to offer praises and thankfulness.
祭呢？是讲到说你有摆上，你有付出。
But here the word sacrifice means to pay a price.
那在遇到很艰难的环境。
So in the very difficult circumstance.
好像你的祷告主并没有答应。
You feel the Lord is not answering your prayer.
在这样的一个情形底下，你向主发出赞美和感谢。
But even in a situation like that, you can praise and thank God.
这是颂赞为祭来归给我们的神。
That is the sacrifice of praise to our God.
那这是我们嘴唇的果子。
And that's the fruit of lips that confess His name.
他讲到说，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事。
And also, do not forget to do good and to share with others.
他说，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
It says, for with such sacrifices.God is pleased.
也许我们很少想到这些什么捐书的事啊。他说这也是一个祭。
Maybe this didn't occur to us often, but here it says by sharing with others, it's a sacrifice to God.
捐书的祭。
That's the sacrifice of sharing.
我们想到马其顿的教会。
Think about the church of Macedonia.
啊，圣经特别告诉我们，他们是在极穷之间。
And Bible tells us when they gave.They were in extreme poverty.
他格外显出乐捐的厚恩。
And they show forth a grace that enabled them to give generously.
他们帮助那些在耶路撒冷的穷人。
They gave so that they can share the help the poor people in Jerusalem.
他不是说我有很多有余，然后我去帮助别人。
They did not help others because they have surplus.
他是在极穷之间。
But from their extreme poverty,
格外显出乐捐的厚恩。
They show forth this generosity, that's grace from God.
所以特别你知道，那是一个祭。
That to God is a sacrifice.
这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And God is well pleased at that.
那今天我们讲到奉献。
And so when we talk about offering,
其实很多时候还谈不上那一个叫做祭哈。
And it's not probably doesn't fall into the definition of a sacrifice.
有一个年轻人在找工作。
There was this one man looking for a job.
他请教会为他祷告。
So he asked the church to pray for him.
大家为他祷告，后来真的找到了工作了。
Finally, he got a job.
过去他没有工作，他没有收入。
Before he didn't have a job, he did not have income.
他开始有了工作，有收入了，他很好，他开始十一奉献。
Once he got the job, he has income, so he started practicing tithe.
哎，后来呢，神也挺祝福他的。
And God blessed him.
他薪水越来越多。
He earned more and more.
他就觉得说，现在这十一奉献好像这个数字太多了。
And to a point that he felt that one tenth is a big amount.
有一天，他去找教会的传道人。
So he went to the pastor one day.
他说：“你看，我现在这个十一奉献好像是不是太多了一点
？”He said, "You know, pastor, is my one tenth of my income a bit too much to offer?"
啊，是不是应该可以减少一点
？Can I adjust it downwardly?
那个传道人说：“好，没有问题，没有问题，我为你祷告。”
The pastor goes, "No problem. Let me pray for you."
那传道人就说：“那我现在就为你祷告。”
Let me pray for you now.
他说：“主啊，你说这个年轻人，他觉得他的十分之一太多了。”
Lord, you know, ten percent is too much for him right now.
你可不可以让他的收入减少一点
？Can you reduce his salary a little bit?
这样他就不会觉得太多了。
So he won't feel that one tenth is a lot.
他那个传道人正在祷告的时候
，While the pastor was praying earnestly，
这个年轻人赶快说：“好了好了，不要祷告了。
”The young man stopping from praying。
我还是觉得多一点比较好。
Actually, the more is better。
所以十分之一对他来讲
，To him that one tenth。
也许他收入很少的时候，他觉得啊，这个没问题。
Maybe very little when his income was little。
甚至收入增加一点，他就觉得很难了。
As his income increases, one tenth becomes hard to offer。
其实。旧约最后一卷书马拉基书他特别讲到十分之一的奉献
Actually in the very last book of the Old Testament Malachi specifically talks about offering one tenth
他们告诉我们说你们要以此啊以这个十分之一的奉献来试试我们的神
God said try me with your one tenth your tithe
看他是不是敞开天上的窗户来倾覆于你们
See if I open up the window in heaven and pour down unto you
神不会叫人来试试他的。
God will never want us to test him.
只有在这个奉献的事情上面。
But in the matter of financial offering,
神说你们以此来试试我。
God encouraged us to test him.
很多人会觉得说，那是十分之一是旧约的事情。
And then some people may regard that kind of offering, the one tenth, is things the requirement in the Old Testament.
希伯来书特别就让我们看到说，我们现在在新约的时代啊。
And the book Hebrews want to bring us from Old Testament time into New Testament time.
旧约时代那个律法是一个影儿。
All of the law requirements are a shadow.
那里有很多的要求。
There are many demands or requirements.
啊，感谢主，今天我们是新约的时代。
But thankfully, we're now in the era of the New Testament.
保罗也告诉我们，我们不在律法之下，我们在恩典之下。
Paul also told us we're no longer under the law, but under the grace.
所以很多时候，神的儿女讲说，甘心乐意是关键的原则。
Therefore, many children of God said, as long as it's a willing offering, that's the key.
但是我们不在律法底下
Because we're now no longer under the law
可是有没有记得主耶稣曾经怎么告诉我们
But do you remember what the Lord Jesus said?
他说你们的义若不胜过文士和法律赛人的义
That you cannot enter into the kingdom of God
你们断不能进天国
If your righteousness does not surpass that of the Pharisees
今天我们能够讲说新约是远远超过旧约的
Therefore the standard of the New Testament surpasses that in the Old Testament
希伯来书一直讲到那个超越
And in the entire book of Hebrews continuously sharing the concept of superiority
新约是更美的约
It's a more beautiful covenant
但我们知道我们这些新约的子民
The new covenant is a more beautiful covenant, and we are the people of the new covenant.
我们是何等的蒙恩啊
We are so blessed.
但是你想说那些旧约的这些犹太人
So for Jews who comply with the requirements of law,
他们没有这个神的生命住在他们里面的
They do not have the life of God inside of them.
是他们守律法，他们非常的辛苦
Yes, it's a suffering to abide by the requirements of law.
的确，很多时候他们做了表面的，他们没有那个实质的。
Yes, they may have the formality outwardly, but they do not have the substance inwardly.
所以主在这里，他就告诉我们说，你们的义若不胜过他们的话。
Therefore, Jesus said, if your righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of these Jews,
你们不是靠自己来做的，你是有基督的生命在里面的。
Because you are able to do it with the Christ life within you.
如果我们的义不能胜过文士和法律赛人的。
And with that, if your righteousness does not surpass those of the Pharisees,
他说你们断不能进天国的。
You cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们不是来讲什么奉献的道哈。
Brother and sister, I'm not here to urge you to make offering.
但是我们从希伯来书里面看到那一个超越。
But we need to see that superiority through the book of Hebrews.
是的，今天这些犹太人他们有律法，有诸约。
Yes, Jews have covenants, they have laws.
他们注重外表的、形式的。
The formality thinks that's outward.
那是神所不喜悦的。
And God did not enjoy that.
神要真实的。
Because what God intends to have is reality.
是从生命活出来的。
It's something that lived out through the life you have.
今天我们所活出来的。
So what we manifest.
其实是要超过这些旧约的要求的。
Has to surpass the requirement of the Old Testament law.
当主在登山，他讲到新约指明的律例典章。
When Jesus went up to the mountain and shared with them.
那些要求是远远超过律法要求的。
And the things he shared actually surpasses the requirement of law.
我们知道旧约连那个要求，他们那么努力想要遵守都做不到。
And Jews tried their best to not fully comply with the requirements of Moses' law.
但是今天不是我们来活，是基督来活。
But the key is that it's through Christ we can do it.
所以主要从我们的身上来彰显一个荣耀的见证。
And the Lord wants to obtain a glorious testimony through us.
所以我们要看见见证人如同云彩围着我们。
And so we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
若不同德，就不完全。
Only together with us would they be made perfect.
希伯来书十一章三十九节说，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
Hebrews 11:39 says, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised."
是的，前面讲到说，他们死的时候还没有得着。
Yes, they were living by faith when they died.
但他们是带着在盼望中死的。
They died with hope.
四十节就告诉我们，因为神给我们预备了更美的事。
Here it says, for God had planned something better for us.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So that only together with us would they be made perfect.
啊，这真是非常宝贵的话。
And these are so precious.
好像今天他们跑完了一生的路程。
It's like they finished running the race of life.
他们的那一份，他们神所托给他们的，他们尽了那一份职事。
And they have fulfilled the ministry that God has entrusted with them.
但是今天他们在等待。
But they are still waiting.
他们在等什么呢？
What are they waiting for?
弟兄姐妹在等我们。
They are waiting for us, brothers and sisters.
若不同德，就不完全。
Only together with us would they be made perfect.
主得胜了，他坐下。
The Lord has won the victory and now he's sitting down.
主也在等，等他的仇敌做他的脚凳。
And the Lord is also waiting for his enemies to become his footstool.
不是主在十字架已经全得胜，大得胜。
The Lord has won the greatest victory on the cross.
今天他还要教会能够长大成熟。
Now he's waiting for his church to mature.
是教会能够起来征战，能够胜过仇敌。
He wants his church to overcome the enemies.
是让男孩子是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And through the blood of the lamb and the testimony of their word, these man child.
若不同德，就不完全。
And without us, it is not perfect.
十二章讲到许多的见证人如同云彩一样的围绕着我们。
We mentioned repeatedly there's a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
我们把十二章的第一节和第二节我们一起读一下哈。
Let's read chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 together.
先读中文的，再读英文的。
Chinese first.
我们既有着许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们在这条路上, 在这里奔跑,
we are all running on this road.
那奔跑有三件非常紧要的事情。
There are three critical components when one runs.
第一个就是要放下各样的重担。
First, throw off everything that hinders.
有没有人在参加赛跑的时候 还带着很多沙包啊, 很多重担的?
Do you carry sandbags or burdens with you when you try to run a race?
你要跑100米, 你要跑步的时候, 比赛的时候, 你一定越轻越好的。
Actually, the lighter the better, right?
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们都在这条道上, 是在那里奔跑的。
Brothers and sisters, we all are running on the way of faith.
所以讲到说, 我们要放下 各样的重担。
So it says, throw off everything that hinders and the sins that so easily entangle.
有一些你觉得说, 好像比较容易放下。
Some of the things may be easier to throw off.
有一些你觉得说, 这是我生活的重担, 我好像脱不了它的。
But some you might regard, that is the burden of my daily life.
有一个老农夫, 他背着一个扁担, 很重的东西。
There was this old farmer carrying something very heavy on his shoulder.
他挑着在路上走。
He was walking on the road.
有一个人开着车从那里经过。
A guy drove by.
哎呀，他看到这个老农夫很辛苦啊。
He saw that he was walking with a heavy burden.
他就请他上了车。
So he invited him to join his car.
他在前面开，那个在后面。
And the driver is in the front, and the farmer is sitting in the back trunk.
他说你要去哪里，我带你一程。
So where are you going? Let me take you to the place.
好，就开车，然后就带他到了目的地。
Oh, so that he took him to the destination.
目的地后，这个人回头一看。
And when they reached the destination, the driver looked back.
这个老农夫啊, 他在车上，他还是挑着担子。
And the old man was still having his burden on his shoulder while he was sitting in the car.
这个人就说, 老先生啊, 你都上了车了, 你为什么还背着担子呢?
So this driver says, you are already in the car, why are you still carrying these things?
他说, 你带我都是已经很有恩典了, 不好意思。
The farmer says, you know, it is wonderful that you offer a ride for me.
我怎么好意思再把这个担子放在你车上呢?
And how can I just add my burden onto your burden?
弟兄姐妹, 这是一个 我们觉得也蛮好笑的故事啊, 这个人好像没什么知识, 对不对?
And you just find this farmer very ridiculous.
但是今天我们常常也就像他一样啊。
But we're just like him many times.
我们已经蒙恩了, 得救了。
We are saved, we are blessed.
主说我的父就是你们的父, 我的神就是你们的神。
And Jesus told us, my father is your father, and my God is your God.
他负我们完全的责任。
He is taking our full responsibility.
但是多少时候我们自己挑着
But many times we're still carrying our own burden.
弟兄姐妹, 要放下各样的重担。
Dear brothers and sisters, throw off anything that distracts us.
把我们的重担交给神。
Give your burden to the Lord.
他负我们完全的责任。
He will take care of us.
在奔跑, 第二个就是说, 他要脱下容易缠累我们的罪。
The second component of running a race is to make sure we throw off sins that so easily entangle.
罪很可能会让你在这条跑路的时候呢, disqualify, 就是失去了奔跑的资格。
Sin can easily disqualify us from running the race.
我们看到奥林匹克有很多已经拿到冠军了。
And you saw in Olympics, many times, even the champion,
后来又被取消了冠军的资格,
whose championship can be canceled or disqualified.
我们不要让罪来缠绕着我们,
because of their mistakes. So do not allow sin entangle us.
今天主已经释放了我们,
the Lord has set us free.
从罪恶的捆绑中, 辖制中, 他释放我们出来,
from the bondages of all kinds of sins.
那第三个呢? 我们需要存心忍耐。
Thirdly, we need to run with perseverance.
弟兄姐妹, 不过再过几里。
It only just a few extra miles.
很受人教是那首诗歌，朋友，不过再过几里路程就要到终点了。
Like the lyrics in one of the hymns that it only just a few more miles, my friend, we're almost there.
我们要存心忍耐。
Therefore, we need to run with perseverance.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Run the race marked out for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
十二章第二节就是我们这一次特会主题的经文。
And this verse, verse 2, is the theme verse for the conference.
仰望它的原来的意思就是望断。
Look off.
从所有主以外的人事物，我们望断了，转眼来仰望耶稣。
Look off everything that's outside the Lord and unto Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天如果我们看着环境
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if our focus is our environment,
我们会下沉。
We will sink.
我们仰望主
，But when we look unto Jesus,
我们得蒙保守。
We are kept safe.
今天如果我们所看的是我们的那个伤。
If our focus is my hurts, my wounds,
好像那个从火蛇来的咬伤
it's like the fiery snake's bit.
我们很受痛苦
and we feel very hurtful.
但如果我们仰望铜蛇
but if we turn around and fix our eyes on the corpse snake,
我们得着医治
we can be healed.
我们感谢主这一次特会的主题
and we're thankful for the theme of the conference.
是史老弟兄他所定的
was predetermined by Brother Z.
他写过一本希伯来书注解的书，题目就是望断以基于耶稣。
Actually, he wrote a book to interpret the Bible, the book of Hebrews, and that is the theme, the title of the book.
我从那个书里面截取了一段主耶稣史弟兄他所讲到望断这件事情。
And I took a part in the book that talked about look off.
我想每一位手册的第一页
It's on the first page of your brochure.
我们最后把这段话读一下
Let us read this sharing from Brother Z.
我们老弟兄他所写的我们知道今天他仍然在这些话的里面向我们来说话
Our Brother Z is still speaking to us through these words.
我们先读一次中文弟兄姐妹盼望我们在读的时候主也向我们来开启。
Let's read the Chinese version first. When we read it, may the Lord reveal Himself to us.
叫我们真的忘断一切，以基于耶稣。
So that we can look up all things and all people and fix our eyes unto Jesus.
我们读完中文，我们请读英文的为我们来大声读哈。我们读中文。当我们的眼睛在主之外的一切人事物上望断时，我们才能把我们的眼目专一注视在主耶稣身上。哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，真愿荣耀基督的意象如同日头一样照耀我们，使我们的眼目永远定睛在这位永活的成位的基督身上。让这一位荣耀的人控制并支配我们一切的生活与行为，让神所设立的人做我们的经历、工作和一切事物的估价和审判，让这一位无限丰满的神的儿子耶稣基督永远成为我们最高的目标和人生的一切意义。
English.Only when looking off all people and things can we look unto Lord Jesus. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, truly hope that the vision of the glorious Christ shines upon us like a blazing sun, so we can fix our eyes on this living Christ and let Him control all our living and actions. Let this man, appointed by God, become the value and judgment of our experiences, work,and everything. Let Jesus Christ, the Son of God of unlimited abundance, become our utmost goal and meaning of life.
我们最后请圣中弟兄带我们一起来唱536首在于新耶路撒冷。
Let's sing hymn 536 together.
当我跑进那马大路大过当大的名堂，你的世界和他一切的痛苦，我就要再见我亲人陛下救主大哥他大于西耶路撒冷，转到山头那边为家有人欢呼有音声，亲耶路撒冷，亲耶路撒冷，说那从此他和他那战士大军等几时在日线耶路撒冷。等一下等一下
wait，
我们还是要站立起来唱。
We need to stand up and sing this.
因为我们唱诗歌，再讲一遍，我们是敬拜主。
When we sing, we are worshiping our Lord.
我们要唱出荣耀，把一切的荣耀归给我们的主。
When we sing, we need to give all the glory to Him.
第二节我们开始。
Verse two.
虽然道路有时艰难，是我推算手下垂；虽然阿弥勒勒，阿弥心疼他。当我现在相信追随，因我不就要体会在于心耶路撒冷，等到神头大队为家有人欢呼有音声，心耶路撒冷，心耶路撒冷，说那从此他和他那真是大军当今是在于心耶路撒冷，今在夜的句句过客能说穷困难还账，因我不就比那更美的天长，亲朋虽然自足为有，但我天天的仰望在于心耶路撒冷，在那山头大殿为家有人欢呼有音声，心耶路撒冷，心耶路撒冷， 第四节右手边的弟兄姐妹来唱。
Verse four, people at my right hand side. 我的斗却不是大红灯，我不是无名帐，乃是爱神爱神的那神天尊。我的背后如你面前上的标杆之奔跑。
转到山头大队为家有人欢呼有音声，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，说那从此他和他那战士大军的旗帜在眼前耶路撒冷。左手边的弟兄姊妹第四节。
People at my left hand side, verse four again.
我尽头全部是大空，奔跑不是无敌山，乃是爱山甘山追求山间真，忘记背后努力面前向着标杆去奔跑，要到新耶路撒冷，站到山头大殿为家有人欢呼有音声，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，说那从此他和他那真是大军曾经是在一线耶路撒冷。第五节，
第五节，
当我最后告别之后，泪痕也都擦干净，我心更要跳动，我不能再等，我便也许我便欢呼，我要与主同高兴，在一线耶路撒冷，说那从此他
环境都是自战自清的苦楚，为要我们替我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。哈利路亚，赞美主。
阿
感谢主，为了所有的环境我们感谢主，为了所有的制作我们感谢你。我们知道有一天我们要告别一切地上的人事物，那一天所有的眼泪都要擦干净，我们的心要跳动，我们不能再等，我们要加入赞美的行列，在你的宝座前心心见眼见。哈利路亚，我们要大声欢唱，在于新耶路撒冷。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你给我们这三天特会的时间。
We thank you for the three-day conference.
主要让我们再次学习仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
And during which we learn to fix our eyes on you.
在你之外，我们还有许多的事物。
And there are many things outside of you in our life.
让我们能够学习放下他们。
Help us to throw them off.
特别是我们身上的罪担。
Especially the thing that easily entangles.
主耶稣啊，都叫我们能够因着主你自己，主啊，都放在你的跟前。
Help us through your grace. By your help, we can set them aside.
叫我们看到我们主的时候，主我们就一路往前来奔跑。
So that we can fix our eyes on you and run the race.
主，我们的心感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
愿你祝福你所有的儿女们。
Please bless all your children.
今天凡站在你面前敬拜你的儿女们。
And everyone who stands before you today.
我们相信这是你祝福的日子。
We believe this is a day of blessing.
因为你在我们的中间与我们同在。
And you are with us in our
你若不在，我们一切的敬拜都枉然。
Because without you, all the worship is in vain.
我们心感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
当我们聚会要结束。
And the meeting may end now.
加我们每一个小子力量。
But continue to sustain us.
让我们教会做主荣耀的见证人。
So that every church can be your glorious witnesses.
愿主你的福音能够继续广传。
And may your gospel be preached.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.